Tape 3, Side 1. Interview with Mrs. Eric Zeisel in her home, 11110 Montana, Los Angeles, California, September 9th, 1975. Before we get to the material at hand today, is there something you wish to add from the last interview?
Well, perhaps not add, but I think we have come to a point where I should go a little bit further into Eric's romances and loves, because pretty soon I will be a main character, which I haven't been so far. You should understand when I said that Eric joined our circle, that he was not really in the inner circle of my friends,
I
but
see.
Lived more or less on the fringes. When we had a party, he was invited, and it was because of his playing the piano, and because
oh, yes.
he was very amusing. But from time to time, as I told you, he was in love, and then he disappeared completely from our circle. Because when he was in love, he was totally in love and was then completely with that girl. And these girls, most of them I haven't met. Only Litzy I know, because she later became a very good friend of
yes.
mine. And she was in some way far superior of the others. The others, she was not only beautiful, but also musical. She had studied the piano and was intelligent. But the others were little young girls, very much chickens, goose-like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no intellectual
mm-hmm.
interest. And I think they were very pretty, all of them, and that was the attraction they held for Eric. And when he was in love with them, he was constantly with them, but he very rarely got what he wanted. And I think being in love was very necessary for him, for his creative output. When he did not succeed with them, it was almost as if he chose them not to succeed.
Oh.
Because that was then sublimated in an outpouring of song of some compositions.
Yes.
You know? And he needed that. I think Richard Wagner did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And probably others too. And now right at the time of at which we stopped in the other reel, there appeared for the first time a woman, not a girl, but a woman that he fell in love with and where he actually had an affair.
I see.
And she was a pianist, and she was not from Vienna, she was from Poland, and I have never met her. Eric described her as being very, very beautiful, long blonde hair and blue eyes and quite voluptuous,
mm-hmm.
and she must have been a little bit like a female Eric, a very wild and very sensuous person, and Eric was totally in love with her, but she was not the right one, and he knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And as time grew on and he saw that she was would be become when the first, you know, great erotic rapture was gone,
mm-hmm.
you know, as it goes when love is fulfilled, then he noticed that she would not fit.
Uh-huh.
And fortunately for him, you know, they were, because when he was in love, he was always totally committed, so they meant to marry. And since she was not from Vienna, she was returning home to Poland to tell her
oh,
parents.
Yes.
And Eric was supposed to go with her and then marry over there. And there came very handy, I think, his awful fear
mm-hmm.
and, you know, his phobia of traveling,
yes.
which helped there. And when the day came that he was supposed to go with her on the train, he just refused. And there was nothing she could do, and she couldn't persuade him, and finally went alone by herself, and he would never after that see her. And in this way she vanished. But the whole thing had kind of matured him, and he was not anymore this completely wild fellow that he had been
mm-hmm.
Before, where he really was like a strange, something that didn't fit into the society or in our society, mm-hmm. you know, at all.